Many members of the Peace River Valley Citrus Growers Association will get on the bus Friday for what has become one of their big events of the year, a November educational bus tour. This year, the Peace River Group will return to the Boyd Grove in Southwest Florida and also visit the Southwest Florida Research and Education Center in Immokalee. The tour will cover nutrition, hedging as a means of rehabilitation, and more. On these tours, Executive Director Barbara Carlton ensures her growers are learning something all the time. Speakers make presentations while the bus is rolling from one location to the other. On another front, although last Friday's USDA citrus crop forecast just repeated the projected production numbers from the initial October crop forecast, there were some bits of information in the full report that are of interest to Florida's citrus industry. In the crop progress report, the USDA noted that Florida fruit that was harvested during October was primarily for the fresh market. Ambersweet, navel, and Hamlin oranges were picked in October, along with colored grapefruit and fall glow and sunburst tangerines. By the end of October, 8 processing plants were open and 36 packing houses were shipping fruit. The USDA also reported on fruit maturity tests conducted in late October and early November. Compared to last season, acid levels are higher for all fruit types except early oranges, and Brix levels are lower for all fruit types. The result is lower ratios for all fruit this season compared to November of last season. The Florida crop forecast, by the way, is for 154 million boxes of oranges, 20.3 million boxes of grapefruit, 1.2 million boxes of tangelos, and 4.4 million boxes of tangerines. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.